Is it Sherry Creek?
Off of the end of it. Where we turned around right above it.
Where's this one at?
Off of Reinhardt Road.
$150,000 to.
So why is it going to cost so much?
Can you see what we do? If I come back, do the other end of the road. The existing road is not built in the platted right of way. The platted right of way has never been developed. There's huge trees. So I believe the people that have the existing homes would be willing to give up the property to plat the road where it is. They would like to build the road up where it's originally supposed to be built. That's going to be expensive. We'd have to have either a small bridge or a box culvert to cross the ravine. This particular place right here, this little island that I circle around there, that's, I can't even ascertain who owns that. So it would almost, until I get convinced I could not, I could hardly build a turnaround right there. This is the portion, probably 50 feet to the right of where I'm at right now, is where it was actually platted.
And they want it built where it was platted.
Yeah, there's one lady here, pretty private individual. She doesn't want, yeah. She'd like the county to build the road where it's supposed to go, and then she'll just have her own private drive.
Well, the purpose would be to put the road for them to look at
here. Yeah, here's the bridge I'm talking about. It's, we went into the platted driveway up above, and we're going to have a better structure than that. It's pretty good hollers.
I would think the water would be over the road quite often.
Yeah.
Really?
Some more information. The original gentleman that petitioned that lived on the other end were only two houses, so I'm telling you they were qualified. Then he petitioned the whole road. I'm not sure any of the people that actually live on this side of the road signed the petition.
Okay.
Going up on Beacon. So this is, there's a T there. One goes to the left, one goes to the right.
Right.
If you go to the left, it's only got two houses.
Right.
What would the cost be for those, just those two, do you know?
It's usually what the average is. If the hills would meet the rate.
The only thing I know about that area is on the, before you go on to, is it Sherry Creek Lane? On the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Can you zoom in there, please? Got the T. Isn't there like a, I think there's some issues there on that road going to the left. Have we looked at those? I think they built up, somebody built up some gravel there, and then that's caused other issues. And
we did resolve some drainage issues there for that gentleman there on the corner. You're not long ago.
Okay, so that's already been taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the guy that originally petitioned the park on the left.
So that's all been taken care of, though?
He hadn't called back, so yeah, I assume Jeff took care of all the drainage problems. But as you can see, the road to the right winds in and out. It doesn't stay with the original, by the way. Actually, that lady has her house built right in the right way.
Move to deny Sherry Creek Lane.
We have a motion. Oh, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I just now realized where the dwellings were. I keep on looking to the far right. It's right. Every time I ask, is there about 5 houses there? So you're like, probably thinking of you idiot. Look at the paper. I was a little preoccupied, guys. I was going to say, sorry.
We'll give you that today, okay?
Thank you.
Our next one is going to be Bobcat Court. It's located off of, up by Wilderness, Casey, the other end of Casey Road.
Wilderness.
Well, it's just a county road up here off of Casey.
Oh,
Casey Road would be one road.
Okay. Continues to drainage easement. And to your knowledge, are they all agreeable on that?
The person on the end would be the one that would be the critical one, because he would be the one that would be getting a majority of the water.
We don't know what he's, do we know what he's going to say yet?
Well, I don't know now. He up and moved out, so I don't know if he lost his place or what, but that had happened since we had done the review and all that.
Is there a different owner then on record?
Not yet.
But I was going to say we could show right here if there is.
Well, okay, so he's going to not show. So contingent upon receiving the drainage permits?
Yes.
For drainage easement?
Should be coming up on it.
Did you make a motion or did you just
No, asking? I was asking.
Actually, the drainage issue can start right here.
It would be putting a lot of water down through here. We could control it in the ditch. Nice. And then on the grading of the turnaround right here after the pontoon's removed, we could put a portion of it off to the left-hand side, but a lot of it's going to be coming right down through here to the carport, portable buildings, etc.
Oh, yeah.
It could all be controlled, though. But we would need to get a drainage easement to be able to keep maintenance up on the easement.
Was the pontoon boat in the right of way?
Yes.
Okay.
That grass area, that good tree right in.
You said it could be controlled, but we need the easement in order to keep.
We would need a drainage easement to be able to keep it maintained, because it would be, you know, a lot of rutting on the easement going off of the road. It would continuously need attention. Why I say continuously, it would need yearly attention to make sure it's operating properly.
We already take care of Davis Road and Wilderness Road?
Yes.
Move to approve Bobcat Court contingent upon receiving the proper drainage easements.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
If you guys don't care to show us Beacon first, and then that helps me. Does it help you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Show us Beacon first and then show us the actual drive-thru. Please.
The next two are, they run together. Sherwood Forest and the Morning Star. You come in
What was the one that we started to take in and then they
You come in off the Tate Road, you enter Sherwood Forest right here. And then it turns into Morning Star and then comes back out to a really good new
Is there any flooding in that area?
No.
It's
high up. It looks like it.
Do that one down. Please. Thank you. Jim, Jason. Or you can give to the young lady right there.
You would go down and right turn now. Around where we're at.
Well, what I was recommending
would be
to take it in from right here and connect in the Morning Star, which would come back out onto our other county.
So now you wouldn't have to have a turnaround.
Right here. I mean, it's basically kind of right there. They vacated from there all the way back on out to.
And all the homeowners wanted it, Denzel.
You said it has been
all of the
in.
Homeowners
that
wanted it.
Where it's showing red, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They used to go back out there.
Well, we think, yeah, that's
unless they want to provide a turnaround.
But what's proposed is Morningside to
Morningstar, and it's here to Sherwood Forest coming into Morningstar.
Now, where's the one that we took in, and then we started having some issues, and we ended up, did we ever finish that? Okay, so that they're fine now? Okay. Now, the way it's presented, that doesn't include any of the stuff down south, right? That goes to the...
Correct, that's recommending it.
Move to approve Sherwood Forest Lane and Morningstar Road.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Show you this one on Beacon or the video too, but the grade on it's 23%. So. My recommendation is no.
I don't. Just show me on Beacon so I know where it's at. What main roads it come off of?
265 or 265. Once you get this area right here, it's
265.
Very straight. It's down from the Silver Dollar.
Or the campground right here. This is side of
376.
It's got a 23-degree slope. Yes. With 12 homes there, is there anything that they, if they were willing to, that they could do to change the grade, improve, or they built right up against?
It'd take a tremendous amount of fill, or you'd have to do like switchbacks to maintain the grade.
But they know that it's out of question due to our road standards with your grade.
When we send them a letter, I mean, they'll explain it.
This particular lady petitioned the road last time we met. Around the Gun Hill area that was also too steep, so he's aware of it. Mm-hmm. And petitioned anyway.
I move to deny Hummingbird Hills Lane.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one, Timberland Trail. It's off of Emery Creek there on 248. We probably have about every road in there except for this one, and then it is paved now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Chip and seal. Everything is done on it. I mean, there wouldn't.
It's chip and seal, you say?
Yes, the owners, they chip and seal it as past seven.
Is it as wide as what we would do it? Just everything standard there.
They met our requirement.
Did the HOA do it, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't see.